Nolte, woke Nazis target Chris Pratt because he's Christian. By John Nolte on November 5, 2021. America's left-wing fascists got their clocks cleaned in Tuesday night's elections, so maybe they can bomb those wounds by taking down Chris Pratt for the sin of being a Christian. Let's be clear about this. The only reason Pratt is under attack right now is because he's a Christian. We know this because he did absolutely nothing wrong. These far-left outlets, like BuzzFeed, that are dedicated to today's version of McCarthyism and blacklisting, are manufacturing a controversy out of a sweet Instagram post with only one purpose in mind: to destroy a popular Christian actor who rules over pop culture, which is something these left-wing Nazis cannot abide. Here's what Pratt wrote. Here's every word of it. Guys. For real. Look how she's looking at me. I mean. Find you somebody that looks at you like that. You know? We met in church. She's given me an amazing life, a gorgeous healthy daughter. She chews so loudly that sometimes I put in my earbuds to drown it out, but that's love. She helps me with everything. In return, periodically, I open a jar of pickles. That's the trade. Her heart is pure and it belongs to me. My greatest treasure right next to my Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie card. Which if you know is saying a lot. It's her birthday in about 6 weeks. So if I don't get her anything, I'll tell her to look back on this post. Love you, honey. And here's how the woke Gestapo is perverting that beautiful expression to blacklist a Christian man. BuzzFeed. The reason people are calling out Pratt's choice of words is because his son with Anna Faris, Jack, was born 9 weeks premature and had to spend several weeks in the NICU before he was able to go home. So, you can see why Chris Pratt's mention of his healthy, gorgeous daughter rubbed people the wrong way. No, no, I can't, you godless Nazis. The very idea Pratt would publicly demean a son he obviously adores is lunacy, is a desperate attempt to latch onto anything to destroy this man. Daily. Between his membership of an allegedly homophobic megachurch, and his overexposure with upcoming projects like Garfield and Super Mario, Chris Pratt has become a surprisingly divisive figure. Now, he's under fire for an Instagram post celebrating his relationship with his wife. On the surface, it's a pretty banal post, but people are calling it out for seemingly promoting sexist ideas about marriage, and for including a cruel subtext about Pratt's son from his first marriage. Page 6. Chris Pratt slammed for praising wife for healthy child after son's issues. He prattled on a bit too much. Chris Pratt is being called cringe and vile for praising his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, for giving him a healthy daughter given that his son with ex Anna Faris, Jack, has suffered serious health issues over the years. The Independent. Chris Pratt, Anna Faris supported by fans after ex-husband's gross post praising wife. Anna Faris is being supported after a controversial Instagram post by her ex-husband Chris Pratt. MSN. But along with critics pointing out that specific excerpt and word choice, it was also a bit jarring, no pun intended, we swear, for Pratt to reveal how much his wife does for him while, in return, he will open a jar of pickles every so often. Whether flippant or not, the description of his marriage didn't exactly come across like the two shared equal roles in this stage of their relationship. Pratt also closed the post by writing that his wife's birthday is in about 6 weeks. So if I don't get her anything, I'll tell her to look back on this post. Daily Mail. Many have also taken issue with how Chris praised Katherine for giving him a gorgeous healthy daughter, 1-year-old Lila Maria Pratt, which they've interpreted as a cruel ableist dig at his 9-year-old son Jack, who was born 2 months prematurely and suffered health problems. Of course, the Nazis at Twitter are playing this up in their rigged trending section. It is perfectly reasonable to laugh at how desperate and click-whorish this all is, but there's an important lesson and reminder here: this is how much these people hate us. This is how desperate and organized they are when it comes to their campaigns to take us down. Pratt refuses to conform. He loves his country. He's an open-hearted Christian. He's one of the biggest stars in the world, wildly successful, and one of the few movie stars who's earned enough public goodwill to open a movie. He will continue to be targeted for career annihilation until he kneels in fealty before the woke Gestapo. Think about it. Due in part to his own recklessness, Alec Baldwin accidentally shot and killed a woman and he's receiving tongue baths. Pratt expresses his love for his wife, his thankfulness for his healthy daughter, and he gets this. The hate we receive from these godless, broken people is endless. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.